News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Now, it has been a glorious few days of weather. Temperatures yesterday, 25 degrees in different parts around the country. Similar temperatures expected today. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather. Can we look forward to this good weather into the bank holiday weekend and beyond?
Yes, yeah, Shane, it's certainly going to be a lovely weekend. The only downside will be it'll be very breezy today. So it will be rather breezy. And if you're lucky enough to live within 5 kilometres of a beach on the south coast or the east coast, it will be a bit cooler there. But 20 to 25 degrees across the country, sunshine might be a little hazy, but that's about it, really. It's going to be an absolutely glorious weekend.
How long can we expect the good weather to last for, Alan?
It's going to last into at least the middle of next week. It might start to turn cooler then and possibly a little bit unsettled. But at the moment, there's very little rainfall shown on the charts and certainly not enough to try and help the farmers as the soil moisture deficit levels are really starting to get high at this stage. But really, it'll going to be a slow transition away from the fine and settled weather. So a good start to the week is continuing.
You say fine and settled weather. It has been an extraordinary run. I cannot remember a March, April, May like this. Almost since the COVID-19 crisis happened. It's barely rained in that time.
Yeah, it's been an exceptionally dry spring. I mean, if we consider the rainfall that we had, I suppose, back in February and the flooding in the west of the country. But really now we're looking at one of the driest springs on record in many areas. And I suppose if you look at comparisons 2018, a lot of people look back at the hosepipe ban and we've had almost half the rainfall this year in spring compared to what we had in 2018. So while we mightn't like to say it, we do need to start hoping for some rainfall soon or we're going to start running into problems. Monday is the first day of the meteorological season of summer, so summer hasn't even begun, Jen.
Okay, that's something I keep telling Kieran Cuddihy, but he doesn't believe me. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, thanks indeed for joining us. And if you are out there today, do put on sun cream. God, Kieran, I saw some people yesterday who were horrendously burned.
Yeah, a few lobsters spotted in the River Nore yesterday as well when I was down there swimming, which of course, the fact that I was swimming in the River Nore, Shane, means it was summer yesterday. Another sure sign it was summer already. It is summer. The barbecue is out and has been used. Dr. Gary Carney is a director of food science with Safe Food. Gary, I'm allowed to have three other people around the back garden once we're all 2 metres apart. How do I not poison them with my barbecue cooking?
Good morning, Kieran. Morning. I'll tell you, with such good weather, you know, and despite the COVID restrictions, it's a great, great time to go and do some safe barbecuing. And that's why we at Safe Food are delighted to pass on some tips, especially for those who are, you know, maybe novice barbecuers or first time, especially around the do's and the don'ts. And really, you know, good safe barbecuing is all about preparation. It's about keeping cold foods cold, warm foods warm. And it's really around good hygiene and being absolutely sure that you have cooked all your barbecue meats properly.
All right. So I suppose the one that people are often nervous about is a bit of chicken, cooking it on the barbecue. Is the obvious thing just to do it inside in the oven and then stick it on the barbecue for the last few minutes?
Kieran, you're ahead of the pack. Yeah. Some people actually do a little bit of cheating. Yeah, they do. Especially those who are starting to cook for the first time might part cook their meats and then finish them off the barbecue and still get that nice flavour. But to be honest, the main food that we at Safe Food would be concerned about is burgers.
Okay.
And you know, previous research would have indicated that maybe 1 in 5 of us are unsure when is our burger or sausage or what have you is fully cooked. And burgers especially have to be cooked well done. It's very, very different from a steak where, you know, any potential food poisoning bacteria is on the top and the bottom. And once you sear it on the barbecue, you can cook it to preference, you know. But
yeah,
Burgers are very, very different because, again, the bacteria on the top and the surface, but when you mince it, it actually now, the food poisoning bacteria is potentially the inside of the burger. So it has to be well done. And that's the main, I suppose, food that we would be concerned with.
Okay, that's the top advice today. Make sure the burgers are cooked. I know my burgers are well done because my son the other day told me his burger tasted crunchy, which I think was a sure sign it was well done. Anyway, Dr. Gary Carney, Director of Food Science with Safe Food. Gary, thanks a million for all of that.